committee with Senate Bill 103. Good morning, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's my pleasure, and the first time I had the opportunity and the pleasure to be here. I'm Representative J.P. Donovan, District 33. I'm co-sponsor of the bill with Senator McCracken. It's an act to revise certain provisions regarding the confidentiality of lottery records. And I've got a rather scratchy voice this morning, so I'm going to turn it over to Senator McCracken with your approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Senator, welcome to Commerce.
Good morning, Chairman Cole and members of the House Commerce Committee. Mac McCracken, State Senate, District 34. I bring to you this morning Senate Bill 103. Last year, during the election cycle, there was a number of issues on the ballot that we all voted on, and one of those was Amendment D that dealt with video lottery. And as I campaigned throughout District 34, and also a number of questions arose out of my district, the subject of who owns the video lottery machines. And that's the reason for Senate Bill 103. The front part on 427A50, the information and records on page 1, that all stays intact. And what we're adding is on page 2 that talks about lines 5 through 9. However, this section may not be construed to make confidential the name of any video lottery operator, including if the video lottery operator is a partnership, the name of any partner, and if the video lottery operator is an association or corporation, the name of any director, any officer, and any stockholder who owns 5% or more of the stock in the association or a parent or subsidiary corporation. This bill is not about revenue, and it's not about numbers of machines. This bill is about who owns the video lottery machines. If we are successful in passing this legislation, when it's all said and done, the people would be able to pick up the telephone, call the Video Lottery Commission, and ask that question, who owns the video lottery machines, and they would share that information with them. In a nutshell, Chairman, members of the Commission, that is Senate Bill 103. It deals with information. Thank you, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any other proponents? Senate Bill 103. Mac, could you stand by for some questions?
Absolutely, Chairman.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. Bob Ryder. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Music and Vending Association of South Dakota. We've looked over the bill and visited with the senator and the representative and believe that this proposal is a reasonable approach to the issues presented by Senator McCracken, and would support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Dick Gregerson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Newspaper Association. We want to go on record as supporting this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gregerson. Any other proponents? And I would take this opportunity to anyone who plans to testify, please sign in the register. Any other proponents? If not, are there any questions for the proponents? Committee? Representative Nesmov.
I have a question for anybody who can answer it, I guess. This deals strictly with machines, as I understand it, but isn't it quite often the owner of a casino does not necessarily own their own machines?
Representative Nesselhoff, this is not about machines. This is about who owns the video lottery machines. It's not about numbers of or revenue, just strictly who owns the machines. And so that's its purpose of information. That's it.
Follow up? But it is true, though, that owning a casino and owning machines are two completely separate.
And that's why the information is in lines 5 through 9. We've tried to cover everything in there, whether you're owner, a corporation, subsidiary, director, 5% or more. That information would be available, Representative Nesselhoff.
But we're still talking simply machines, is my
right.
Point. Right, okay.
Thank you.
Representative Peterson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator McCracken. Personally, I don't know why anybody would really want to know in putting this information out. I can see no reason for it. Here's what I can envision. You just tell me whether you thought about this or not. Two or three years down the road, old Joey and Joy's going to get cranked up again with another $1 million to go out and fight the video lottery machines. I can see your friends and my friends, who they've called in and got their names, getting their pictures of their property, pictures of their house, pictures of their car, running it on TV, running it everywhere else, saying, these are the people and this is where your money's going. Look how well they're living. Have you looked into that?
Representative Peterson, these people that own the video lottery machines, they operate a business. Anybody could have got into the business. You could have got into it. I could have gotten into it back when. We could still get into that business today if we so desire. That's just, and as far as looking down the road 3 or 4 years, I cannot answer that, Representative Peterson.
That was my question.
Strictly about information, sir.
Well, this is what I'm worried about, is this type of information getting out and used in that manner.
It would be public knowledge, Representative Peterson.
Any other questions? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's just a general comment, Senator.
We'd like to keep it to questions.
Okay. The question is, if there's a new casino in Watertown, for instance, I can call the Secretary of State, if this passes, and find out who owns the machines. Is that correct?
You would find out who owns the business through the Secretary of State, because that's on file, the business. This would provide calling like the Video Lottery Commission and who owns the machines that are so in there, Representative Solon.
Any other questions? Seeing none.
Thank you, committee.
Thank you, Mr. Senator McCracken. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 103? Any opponents? Seeing none. We'll close the committee public testimony for discussion and or action. Now you may make a statement, Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a little bit amused at this legislation, because several years ago in the banking business, we used to file a chattel mortgage, and you know all about that, Mr. Chair, because you were in that business. And the chattel mortgage would issue what the lender has for collateral, the specific dollar amount of the loan and the due date. And we had, there's nosy neighbors that would come and go to the courthouse, to the register of deeds, and look up that information. Then we went to central filing. Central filing means we'd file in peer. All the central filing showed was that the customer had gave a lien to the bank on falling property, pretty broad description. No dollar amount, no nothing. And nobody got excited about that. And now we're trying to define who owns the machines and who owns the business. And I understand that the state is involved in this, but if we got some nosy people, I guess maybe they deserve to find out.
Any other comments? Representative Broderick.
Well, it doesn't appear to me that whoever calls in will ever find out who owns the machines. All this is saying is that the confidentiality issue concerning video lottery operators and how they operate, if it's a partnership, a corporation, or as a proprietorship. And then when you get down to the corporation, any stockholder that owns more than 5% of the stock. It doesn't say anything about how many machines or if they do own machines, where those machines are placed. Is that a fair analysis of what this does?
Is that a question?
Yeah, I'm asking all of you sitting here. But I'm just trying to put in perspective what this really does. And for me, it doesn't allow me to call in and find out who owns machines in any business establishment. It simply allows me to find out who's in the business and what their name is.
Representative Broderick, would you direct that question to Senator McCracken?
Senator McCracken, would you like to respond to that?
Absolutely, Representative Broderick. If I may, Mr. Chairman.
You may.
Representative Broderick, on line 5, it says, however, this section may not be construed to make confidential the name of any video lottery operator. Okay, And, you're right, it goes on down through there and talking about who owns 5% or more of the corporation, subsidiary, or parent company. Those names would become public knowledge. It's not about numbers of machines. It's not about numbers. It's not about revenue. It's the names of the people who own them. As simple as that.
Follow up?
But knowing this information does not help me to understand the ownership of the machines.
This would do it. This is the names. This section may not be construed to make confidential the name of any video lottery operator, including the if the operator is in a partnership, corporation, subsidiary, association, the name of any director. It's all in here, Representative Broderick.
But it only tells us who is in the business. It has nothing to do with machines.
The name of the video lottery operator.
I'm not making my point clear enough.
Evidently.
Any other questions? President Bugalka.
Thank you, Chairman. A question for Representative McCracken.
Senator
McCracken. If I ask you or ask the department for a specific business in a specific town, will they tell me who owns the machines in that business?
Who owns the machine? If this is successful and it becomes law, Representative, when this is all said and done, you'd be able to pick up the phone, call the Video Lottery Commission, and ask who owns the machines.
In a specific business or as a whole or any way you want
Who owns them.
Okay.
Representative Hansen.
Representative Bogalka's question or comment, I think, was what I was wanting to make.
Okay. Representative Galinsky.
I have a question for Senator McCracken also. It's my understanding that operator refers to owner of machines, opposed to the person who owns the particular video lottery establishment.
Right.
In some cases, it could be the same, but not necessarily.
That is correct.
And you're telling me, and if I'm understanding you correctly, that I can currently call the Secretary of State's office to find out who owns the business, the actual establishment. But this would enable me to call and find out who owns the machine, which may or may not be that same person.
That is correct.
Thank you.
That is correct.
Any other questions? Representative Broderick, we try again.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I beg to differ with your interpretation and with your interpretation of what this does. This will not allow me, as I read it, the opportunity of calling the Secretary of State and finding out who owns a machine in a particular establishment.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Representative Broderick, you can call the Secretary of State today and ask who owns the business of Max Hamburger Shop, as an example. Max Hamburger Shop is owned and operated by Mac McCracken, as an example. You can find that out today in the Secretary of State. This talks about Video Lottery Commission and finding out who actually owns the machines inside of Max Hamburger Restaurant, as an example. That's what this would do, Representative Broderick.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, operators.
You will be able to do that.
Is this a trust me?
You'll be able to do it.
There's no trust me to it. It doesn't say that. It says that this section may not be construed to make confidential the name of any video lottery operator.
That's true.
If the video lottery operator is a partnership, the name of any partnership, and if the video lottery operator is an association or a corporation, it simply allows us to call in and find out who owns the business. There's nothing in here about who owns machines. If I found out that Max Video Casino was owned by Mac McCracken, there's absolutely nothing that will allow me to find out who owns the machines in Mac McCracken's shop.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Representative Broderick, this legislation would permit, if it becomes law, anybody to call the Video Lottery Commission and ask the question, who owns the video lottery machines in Max Hamburger Restaurant.
I'm sure glad we closed public testimony. Representative Olson.
Are you ready for a motion, Mr.
Chairman? I'm ready for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I take Representative Broderick's point, and I think Representative Broderick is correct. But we won't know until the names are not confidential. And so my suggestion is that we try this, and if it doesn't work out, like so many things, we can revisit again next year if it didn't actually do what Senator McCracken wanted to do. But as of now, you can't even do this limited thing, so I would move do pass on Senate Bill 103.
Motion do pass. Representative Olson, seconded by Representative Broderick. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Bogalka.
We have a unique situation here because we have a contract with the state whereby the state gets half the money and these owner-operators or these machines get the other half. I think I understand Gordon's point about confidentiality, but this is a contract with the state. This is not entirely a private business. So I urge your support, vote yes on the do pass motion. Thank you.
Any other comments? We have a do pass motion on the floor. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Mattson? Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Solem?
No.
Valandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Knote?
Aye. That motion do pass motion passes by 10 to 2. Send 103 to the floor with a do pass motion. Thank you, Senator McCracken.